Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. Last week we had the Joyful Manifestation Show, and this week it's the Good Fortune Show. And what is good fortune? Good fortune is anything that you're able to attract that attracts good in return. So good goes out, good comes in. Good goes out, good comes in. And so it just becomes one of those going out, coming in, going out, coming in. And a person gets literally caught. But this time he's caught in something good, in something great, in something that is extremely rewarding to him personally. And everybody who is trying to plant the seeds for good fortune must know that they must start the journey in good fortune itself. But if they start the journey in something negative, something that has negative shades to it, then whatever they get in return is going to have those negative shades. And I can tell you this, people who want to talk about their sad story or negative story, and to put it out there, what is the universe going to return? What is the universe going to return? So if you take a plant and you put in seeds for a particular plant to come from that, for a particular tree, vegetation, it is going to be exactly equal to, similar to, duplicate of the seed and the contents of that seed, the makeup. It's not possible to get something out of, okay, let me rephrase. It's not possible to get something different from what is contained in the seed itself. So the root of good fortune has to be good fortune, great fortune instead, not just good fortune. Great fortune. But we're saying it's good fortune because it's good. And that's what it is. And if you look at some of what is happening in the world, and I hope you haven't done anything more than just scan, it's all drama. Everything is drama. All of the YouTube channels out there. I don't know what percentage, but if I were to take a guess, I would just wildly say 99%. Of course, it's not the right number. It's just an exaggeration, a way to say that the majority of the channels on YouTube right now, and we're not talking about the food channels, beauty channels. We're not talking about all of that. We're talking of the news channels, debate channels. Everything is based on drama. So what do these people do? They push up their sleeves and they jump into drama. And then they sell this drama to people. Here, buy some drama. Here, buy some drama. Here's a bowl of drama. Here's a plate of drama. Here's a glass of drama. Here's a huge jug of drama. That's what the movies have been doing for all this time. And now YouTube makes it possible for normal people to push up their sleeves and get into drama. And it's like mud wrestling when the wrestlers, instead of wrestling on clean ground or on a clean stage, they get into mud. And then they become muddy and they splatter everybody with mud. Correct. I mean, people who are within the arena, within that area. And then the audience loves it. Oh, look, he's getting splattered with mud. He's muddy. Oh, look, this one just took a shot at him. Oh, look, this one just fell down. And the audience goes wild. And this is what happens when you go into cockfighting. You know, those hens. Well, the cocks, they are put into fighting with each other, and people are watching. And then you have the whole thing with the bull and the red robe that is flashed at the bull. Is that it? I think Spain has that. So what is all this? It's drama. It's not even like a football match or a cricket game or baseball. Those are sports. But this is a complete different category. It's not music, it's not art, art as in painting, etc. That's when I normally use the word art, and then sometimes I say artist, but artist includes the whole range. But sometimes in my mind, art is painting. So, though it does include music, it does include all of it because it comes from creation, creative thoughts in the mind. And so all of this is happening. And then you have people who are flinging mud at each other. And that's what's happening on YouTube right now. A lot of mudslinging. And the number of views that they get. It's amazing. It's enormous. Millions of people watching and enjoying all of this drama. But this is not even like bullfighting and cockfighting, which, you know, is not okay, according to me. Here, people are using people against each other. And then there is all of this drama that's happening. Elections in the US, drama. Everything's drama. UK, drama. All of these places, just huge drama going on, and people are lapping it up. Why don't people understand that whatever they're watching and viewing and liking and commenting on is what is going to be generated more and more in the world? Talk about mass consciousness generation. And this is what's going on in the world. Oh, this drama. And they're creating more of it in the world. Because this is what people want to see. Their nervous system and their energies get engaged in all of these things. And they're like, I love this drama. I love it. And for the listeners here to the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show, all of us are contributing to the world happenings just by viewing, engaging in all of this. If you watch art instead, like music, you listen to music and you watch it and you watch art and cooking. That is what person really needs drama to survive. This is joyful manifestation. This is good fortune. This is not drama manifestation. And for the people who are listening here, with what is happening, even to ex-president Donald Trump. Everybody can see that. That's drama. It's still drama for the people who are watching it. And everybody feels sympathy, correct? But it's still drama. And so then more of these things happen in the world. More of it. And a lot of news channels and debate channels are making money out of it. While the world's energy gets disturbed just by people watching and listening. And is this really good fortune? Is this what we want for people in the world? For ex-presidents? Is this what we want? No, we don't. We want good. We want good fortune for people. Not people getting harmed. And then everybody watching, even if it's with sympathy and compassion, but still contributing to the drama energy, the vibrations. The vibrations around all these situations are not good. They're unhealthy. And they start to wrestle. The vibrations itself is not healthy. Like planting seeds into unfertile grounds. Like growing fish in water that is polluted. And so, what we're saying is, everybody who's watching drama, with or without sympathy, hopefully with sympathy and compassion, but everybody into the world drama. Everybody's contributing to it. So, what should you do? Change the direction of your interest. Example, let's say we're walking down the road and there is garbage on one side, and then there is a beautiful garden on the other. What are we going to look at? Garbage. I like that. I like the drama of the garbage. Or is it going to be, oh, I love the garden. That is what I'm going to be watching, is the garden, it's the park. That is the good stuff that I'm going to be watching. Is that what we are looking towards? Watching the garden or the drama of the garbage? And so people can decide and they can turn their faces, they can turn their heads, sorry, direct their attention to something else. And as they do this, they immediately tell the universe, this is what I prefer. This is what I prefer. And the universe starts to deliver more of what? Fictitious Jane prefers. Just by virtue of fictitious Jane turning her attention and saying, look, I prefer this. And so everybody can create the absence or the presence of drama. In the world. And they do this with full consciousness. They do this with full consciousness as they turn their heads to gaze at what they want to see happen rather than what they don't want to see happen. So, if anybody has even a little bit of interest or has seen a little bit of what is happening in the world, so if your mind is getting wired for joyful manifestation, or if you're becoming a joyful manifester, what are the observations that you automatically had? What are the observations that you automatically had? The observations that you must have had is something that would create good for yourself going forward. It is something that would have created good for you going forward if your mind came up with the right thoughts automatically. So when somebody sees something, witnesses something, the way that a person reacts in that moment and the next few moments will show what a person's mind would actually prefer, and what a person's mind creates. And if you feel that you had the right responses and reactions to situations, then you're going forward on the path of joyful manifestation and good fortune, attracting more and more of it to you. Your likes and dislikes determine what's going to happen going forward, as everybody creates and contributes to this mass consciousness that is happening in the world, and everybody's preferences and what makes them happy. What is it that makes you happy? Oh, do you even prefer to be happy? Is the question. Happy at all the great things that God has given in this world. Amazing beauty, amazingness. I mean, the trees are not rebelling, the plants are not rebelling. Most of nature is doing what it's supposed to be doing, being good, being beautiful, being amazing, giving the best scenarios, not scenarios, scenery for people who love nature. Most of nature behaves itself. It's the people who's creating all of this drama. And then, as you witness, remember I said people walking down the road, and on one side is the garbage, and on one side is a beautiful garden. And what is it that a person prefers to look at and watch? Oh, the garden is so beautiful. I love it. I love the flowers. I love the plants. I love the vegetation. I just love how this whole garden looks. Now, that is an artist. That is a poet. They're the people who are creating beauty in the world and interior decorators. Amazing pieces of art and musicians, amazing music, amazing everything that the world is creating, that the people of the world who are artists are creating. They're creating beauty, and they're making sure that, oh my God, this world, the way that I want it, is beautiful. It is going to be beautiful, and it will always be beautiful. Because the goddess of beauty, the goddess of fortune, good fortune, has made this world in such a way that it is supposed to be beautiful, minus the drama of the people who are pushing this world to a direction where people are addicted to drama. What is it, their drug? Oh, I need to see what drama is happening today, because if I watch it, then I feel rejuvenated and alive. And I need my daily dose of drama. I need it. I need my supply. Oh, well, you need things to happen to people around the world so that you can feel good? you're talking of the fictitious Janes and the fictitious Johns out there who don't feel alive if something is not happening somewhere. And then they respond to it. Their emotions go out, their feelings, whether they're sympathetic, compassionate, or not. And all of this goes out to the universe. Boom, Xerox copy, more of it back for people to witness. So everyone needs to look at where they are and decide, oh, where am I? Where am I? What is it that I'm engaging in? What energy is this? What energy is this around me? What am I channeling? What am I channeling? And then the people that channel this become the distributors of this negative drama energy. They're all distributors. Here, I'm distributing. I'm a distributor of negative news. And they need it for their YouTube channels to survive. Because God forbid that they become channels of good and good fortune and bring good fortune to people and give people a sense of the goodness that is happening in the world. Are we saying there is no good in the world? That's not true. Look around you. There are some very pretty birds flying out there, and flowers, and plants, and soothing rain, pretty clouds in the sky. And yes, even when it's heavy rain and there's a thunderstorm, it's still beautiful. You can sit in your home, have a cup of tea, eat something warm, and drink something warm, eat something warm. Look out. It's beautiful out there. And really, that is who you need to be. A channeler of good, a holder of good, a placemat that holds good. Because the more people who hold good, the better it's going to be. And do you know what I'm saying is true? The likes and dislikes of people are automatically triggered. Because that's their sensory mechanism and preferences kicking into their consciousness and making them aware of what they prefer. And our preferences is what is going to take us places. Our preferences is what is going to take us places. And the energy that we're in, the energy that we're in needs to be measured. So we take a sample of the energy that we're in, and we decide, oh, this is what it is. And that's truth. That's truth right there. What is being shown to you, and what you gravitate towards is the energy that is being pushed out by certain systems in the universe, and that is what a person gets surrounded with and by. And taking a sample of the energy of what is happening to you, you will know what you're in. And you're not going to be able to create good out of bad. Because if you attempt that, Fictitious Jane attempts that. She is still engaging in drama. She's still engaging in drama. And by engaging in a certain stream of energy, more of that is what is going to be coming in. I'm going to take a couple of minutes break, and we're going to be playing some instrumental right now just so that everybody can relax and we can go into the next section. This is Sugandhi Iyer, and we are hoping that you're still going to be there when we come back. Going to money. It seems that they tried really hard to spend more money. And since they couldn't spend so much money in one day, they had several events so that they could spend that much money. Oh, wow. Most families are trying to cut down the amount of money that they spend on weddings. And they're trying to shave a bit here, trying to shave a bit there, and cut down the total cost. But this family decided that, since we cannot spend all of this money in one evening or in one day, in one event, we're just going to have more events. And so they tried their best to spend more money. Amazing. And in the world, there are people who looked at this wedding and said, oh my God, that's too much money. It's awful. It's not okay to spend so much money on a wedding. So there are those people who said that. But then where this family is concerned, they have a lot. They have a lot to spend and they make more money every day. And they want to probably make a statement to the world. And so they decided to go ahead and they really did not care about what people think. $600 million. Imagine that. Wow. Now, everybody, when they look at this, has to decide whether they think it's too much money to spend, or if they go into appreciation and say, wow, how lucky that they had this money to spend. How lucky that they had to have more events just to be able to spend this. And that's a mindset. That's a mindset that people have. That is to say, okay, let's look at it this way. Let's say that you have $1,000. What is a person's basic instinct going to be? To save the $1,000? To spend it. So when a person comes from the place of, I have to spend this $1,000. I need to spend it. Have to find a way to spend it. Or if a person I have to find a way not to spend it. There is a huge shift in perspective and belief systems here. Because one of the things that I have $1,000, I'm going to find a way to spend it, come what may. And is completely secure about the fact that he's going to be making more money because he is in good fortune. The other person comes from the place of, I have $1,000. I don't want to spend it because I need to save up for a future where I could be retired and not making money. And then also thinking that, who knows? I need to keep this $1,000 in reserve because I could, fictitious Jane could say that, or fictitious John could say that he or she could lose their jobs anytime. Oh, wow. So look at the difference in perspective. One person is in good fortune energy, the other person is in survival energy. And obviously, this family that spent around 600,000, no, $600 million. Was not feeling the pinch. And they were not insecure about their ability to earn more money. It's not like, oh, well, if I spend six. And look, you're just going with the figure $600 million because that is what I read on the web. Though some articles say something here, a little less and a little more, but still, it's. Let's just go with $600 million. So this family was not thinking to itself that if I spend $600 million, I'm not going to earn it back. Hence, I shouldn't spend it. I need to keep it in savings. I need to keep it somewhere, or I need to invest this instead of spending it on a lavish wedding. No, they clearly have the belief system that no matter what they spend, they're going to be making that much. And more. This is good fortune where money is concerned. This is good fortune where money is concerned. They are clearly vibing good fortune where money is concerned. It's clear evidence. And so, why are there so many differences where money is coming, where money is concerned? Changing one's perspective into good fortune where money is concerned is belongs to a person's own innate ability to be fortunate. And to know that the goddess of good fortune or the gods of good fortune are here guiding us, guarding us, helping us. And then attracting more of the same just by virtue of projecting that energy outwards. And that's why everybody's coming in listening to the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show, because good comes from good, joy comes from joy. And people who are flowing drama energy get back more of the same because they like drama. At some level, they love it, they need it. They need it to even feel worthy of themselves, purpose driven. Why isn't being fortunate good enough purpose already? Oh, I'm fortunate. Oh, I am fortunate. I have a great life. Why isn't that purpose enough? Why does it have to be more? And taking the example of an Indian, Vivek Ramaswamy, who tried to stand for being a president, trying to become the president of the United States of America. And clearly, knowing that he's second generation only, from what I've read. And that it's going to be an upward struggle. It's going to be an upward climb. So why would somebody get into that in the first place and not just enjoy the good fortune that he already has going in life? Oh, because he is purposeful? No, but look at the facts. Look at the facts. Why wouldn't you go with the good fortune that you already have and create something else that's amazing? Why get into the drama in the first place and then get rejected? The whole upward hill climb thingy, drama. Rather than doing what's best for a person, what is best, what is his talent, his innate talent. Trying to climb a hill that is so huge, but instead turn that energy into something else that would be productive and great for himself and the people that he's connected to. No, but people want drama. He wants somebody to tell him, oh, you're just second generation, you're Indian, so we won't vote for you. It's the whole drama thing. People need it to survive. And then creating something from that. But instead, going with the flow, going with the good fortune one already has, and then creating something out of that. And for people who are observing all of this, all the happenings, but I would say don't invest too much of your time in it, just glance. And then know that where does your good fortune lie? And good fortune comes from good fortune. The seed of good fortune cannot be negativity and drama, because that is what is going to happen more and more for a particular person. And then they start this whole journey, the upward hill going upwards rather than flowing downwards, going with the flow, the downward flow. Because that's an easy and beautiful flow that God takes you naturally. And this is very well known in the law of attraction. The law of attraction says to flow with the river, with the water of the river going downhill, not trying to climb uphill against all odds to prove something. Because that's when the forces come at a person. And a person is left wondering, whoa, what just happened? What just happened? The easy downward flow, going with the flow, the easy direction. And what is good fortune? Good fortune means planting good, getting good from that. Universal figure eight, we send out good and good comes back. We send out good and good comes back. Life is not supposed to be struggle. It's not supposed to be a struggle. It's not supposed to be about going back to the basic survival mode. The times of the cavemen. Basic survival. Back to that. You know, we can't control everybody in the world. But we here listening today should know that what we are flowing is what is going to come back to us. And drama attracts more drama. Drama attracts more drama. It brings the negative forces of the universe against a person. It triggers the negative forces. So if somebody wants to spend their day triggering negative forces to be lashing at them from all directions, you know, welcome. I can only guide you here on the show and say, look, I'm here to show you the easy way, the best way of doing things. The best way of doing things so that one triggers less negative reactions. Because there are negative forces in this universe. And I'm using the word universe as a very, it's a way of saying in the space around us. There are negative forces waiting to be triggered and to go against a person. And then if a person decides, oh, I'm going to go down this path, which is not my normal path, not the path of good fortune. And I'm going to try my best to go against these forces and trigger all of them. So they all come rushing at me. And then I'm going to spend my time battling them. Because that makes me feel alive. Oh, wow, what a choice. So it looks like good fortune is not enough for people to feel good and alive. No, they need to be battling something. Probably their own internal demons that at some level they're trying to prove something. And then they're triggering all the negative forces which come rushing at them. And okay, they could be making some money out of drama. But then I would say, is it really worth it to be making money out of drama? You know how people say, right? Don't touch this money. It's not good money. It's not made in a good way. It's not made out of love. It's not made out of well-being. It's not made out of goodness. And so there are people in the world who won't touch money that comes to them the right way. They won't. And there is a term for that, which I don't want to use here. And so making money the right way, the good way, the fun way, the joyful way, the fortunate way triggers the good forces in the universe. And those good forces step forward and they provide money, but in a good way. So everybody who wants to avoid constant drama, survival struggles, constant battling of the negative forces, well, this is a great way to make sure that when we're walking, we're not looking at the garbage, but we're looking at a beautiful garden instead, with trees and flowers, amazing nature. And nature's proof of beauty without struggle. A plant does not struggle to grow. It doesn't. It just grows naturally, organically, as they say nowadays. And that's how we all grew. That's how we grew. That's how I grew. It was not a struggle. It's just easy growing. So organic. I don't think I struggled at anything. And the whole thing happens organically because the very seeds are organic and they're wonderful. And what comes from good seed is good. And okay, so what comes from good seed is good. What comes from good seed is good. So somebody in Africa is going to be an African and going to have the innate, amazing physical abilities that they carry with them naturally, organically. They're just going to be amazing. And they're going to be strong and wonderful. That's just what is going to naturally, organically happen. It's not going to be a struggle. Because that is what the seed is. It's beautiful. It's athletic. It's musical. It's amazing. And so that is what you're naturally going to have and move towards. It's not supposed to be a struggle. And so the same thing happens with people from my culture, and I'm not talking about the whole of India because India is mix. It's a complete mix. You can't take me and say all Indians are like me. It's not true. It's a big mix of genes over here. But I come from something, from a particular seed or type of seed, and I'm organically contain. They're going to be what a cooler. And so people feel that they're trying to be something else. There comes the trouble. There comes their survival instinct. Back to that. Back to feeling where a person feels that, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. But no, they are already good enough. They're already amazing. And that's good fortune then. And all of this drama where people take on people in debates. Well, I'm going to take you on in a debate. And I'm going to defeat you with my point of view. Wow. So that's what they were meant for in the first place, to be debaters and arguers and trying to prove the other person wrong. And trying to win, and then making money out of that. All we're trying to see here today is Everybody who's listening to the show has to already know who they are and go with that, flow with that. And if it's coming easy, you're in a great flow. It's not supposed to be survival based. It's not supposed to be a struggle. And I'm saying this because a lot of people are going to be deciding who they are, which direction they're going. Everybody is going to be deciding who they are and in which direction they're going, what they're flowing, and that is a law of attraction. I did not make this law. It's put into place by the universe for creation to work really, really well. And so when we are going forward in life, and seeing the good that we can create, the good that we can attract, that is basically going to decide if we're in good fortune or not. Knowing that we're in good fortune is a realization. It happens because we know that we're fortunate. I am who I am by virtue of how I was before and what I make of myself, and my ability to make something out of myself. My ability to be going towards a future that is great for me, and that I am fortunate because of that. So, somebody who is an artist, he's creating because he's able to create. He's creating because he's able to create. He's seeing something pretty. He has prettiness inside him, beauty inside him. And then he's creating that because it's flowing from him. He's able to flow beauty with everything that he does and says. So, beauty for an artist is very easy. And if you go online and you see some of the paintings that people are coming up with, the way that they use colors, they just automatically know what to do to make beauty come out of their work. I mean, when you look at that vis-a-vis versus, when you look at that versus the drama that's going on and the amazing amount of drama that people produce versus the beauty of the painting. And colors that artists produce, and the music that comes out of them naturally, then one can see the difference about what one channels through them. Because we're all instruments, we're all channeling, correct? We can either channel beauty or we can channel drama. We can channel beauty or we can channel drama. Because in drama, there are many, many shades, correct? Lots of shades. And then there's intense drama, there is mild drama, just enough to, whet the appetite. But then there is intense drama. But when one channels beauty and when one channels good fortune, one is just an instrument of that. And that is what a person who's in good fortune and who's in joyful manifestation energy, that is what such a person is going to be living in. And that is the energy that he's going to be engaging in. And that is the energy that he's going to be attracting more and more of. We're at the end of a show. We will be meeting again next week, next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Joyful Manifestation show. And I would highly recommend that you subscribe for our show and show your support. And also buy the book Joyful Manifestation. Write to me if you need any advice on anything. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show and wishing you a fantastic rest of the day.